I actually love that point that you made, Mr. Colisi, with regards to the outreach programs between yourself and Lenovo. I mean, that's something that's very passionate and close to my heart, because one of the things that many South Africans, especially those in the rural areas, grapple with is the lack of technology and the lack of the potential to stay connected with somebody that lives probably hundreds and probably thousands of kilometers away. Considering that the World Cup is not far off, will yourself and Lenovo be doing more outreach programs to these communities, possibly to bring them live matches using Lenovo equipment and possibly internet, so that at least they can follow you as you and the Springboks triumph against your opponents?
That's actually a great idea. I didn't even think of that. But yeah, we're gonna speak about what the plans would be. This year, we haven't met yet. This year, we've done our stuff from last year. So we'll see what the plans will be. And hopefully, that will be one of the plans. It'll actually be quite amazing for myself and Lenovo to do that in the communities, make sure the kids get to work. Because there's a lot of homes that don't have internet. And there's a lot of homes that can't afford to watch rugby, because rugby is only shown in the channels that you have to pay in. So yeah, that'll be amazing if we can do that with Lenovo, but it's a great plan.
Second last question, Mr. Colisi. One of the things that you've become synonymous with is always entertaining your fans at rugby matches. I've seen you on the sidelines going to the barriers or the advertising boards and probably signing t-shirts and caps and whatever crazy things that people give you to sign. How do you entertain all these? I mean, they're just absolutely amazing. I mean, overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed with the interview that I was granted to speak to you. But for these kids, it's just on a different level. How do you find the patience, I think, or the motivation to make or break these youngsters, mostly make their day or make their rugby match?
First of all, I can't do what I love without people coming to watch, without people buying tickets. That's my bread and butter. But the biggest thing, I was also a child. I still do now go crazy when I go see some of my heroes, when I go watch a soccer game, or if I see a cricketer that I've watched all my life that have become my friends, I still freak out a little bit. And sometimes you can either break the kid's dream or make it, and I do have bad days sometimes, and I'm not perfect at all. I do have times when I'm tired, but I always try and find the energy to say hello to someone and smile, and also let them know that I'm just a normal human being just like them, and it's possible for them to make it and for them to buy a ticket. They could have done anything on the day, but they choose to come and watch me play. And what's the worst for me than putting out, play as hard as I can on the field and then go say thank you and say hello and take a photo, which will make the day. And sometimes it's only 2 seconds that will make that whole coach here, the whole kids here, or the whole day. So sometimes, yeah, you just got to put yourself in someone else's shoes. And also remember that somewhere along the line, you are also that person.
And finally, Mr. Colisi, I mean, we are really struggling in the country at the moment with different issues, which I don't want to lay upon you, but South Africans are looking for inspiration. They're looking for motivation. I normally check Facebook Marketplace and people are leaving the country in droves. If you can share one piece of advice, something to motivate and inspire the people to rally together, stand together, join hands, and to say, we really do have a beautiful country, to motivate them, to inspire them. Sometimes maybe when our leaders are failing to do so, what would that words of wisdom be to share with all South Africans, irrespective of race, creed, or color?
For me, it's actually something I learned when I was young in Sweden. When I was hungry, when I didn't have anything to eat, when I didn't have shoes to go to school, but I still went to school, and it's Ubuntu. I think that's what a lot of people have forgotten in this day and age, people, it's like a person is a person through other people. And just being a good human being, and it's realizing that if I'm doing well and my neighbor is struggling, then that means I'm not doing well, because until my neighbor heals, then I'll be doing well. We all about ourselves, becoming selfish people, only care about ourselves and just worry about our immediate family. We're forgetting that in the communities where we grow up, we struggle, where you don't have bread, you go ask your neighbor. You don't have sugar, you go ask your neighbor. Sometimes they have the last cup of mealie meal. They will still give it to their neighbor, because they know their neighbor tomorrow when they have, they will also share. That's what we're forgetting nowadays. And also one most important thing, we all have a role to play, no matter where we are. just do it, no matter how small, how big. If you're a teacher, teach well. Remember, teachers spend the most time with the kids. Give words of encouragement, show love to the kids, tell them it's possible, whatever it is they want to do. Because sometimes we come from broken homes and broken families that you don't get that kind of encouragement that you need, you know. Let's not complain and moan. What you do, and you do well, do it very well, because you don't ever know who you're watching. And you must just look after one another. And I believe once, as people that have jobs and people that do non-profit work, we must just keep on doing what we're doing, because somewhere along the line, we can't give up at people who have jobs, because I think we're keeping the people going, you know, and we're keeping the people inspiring. And for me, to play a rugby game is my job, is what I love, but I know how much joy it gives people, so I got to do it as well as I can. And like you now, right now, you're going to write this story. The stories that you write, find ways of finding positive story. There are so many people who are just writing the negative, and people are forgetting the small, amazing story that should be told in this beautiful country. Each and every single day, yes, there might be a bad story, but there are many thousands of other stories. There are people who are doing like work without, we're doing things genuinely, but nobody tells those stories. If you can find those stories and share more of that, because every single day the headline is negative, most days. We need more positive things so that people can know there are some good people, there are good things happening in the country, but obviously we know change needs to be done. But as long as we keep on doing what we can.
Mr. Kolisi, we got like 2 minutes left. I just want to ask you one more question. I do apologize for that. You formed this partnership with Lenovo, and no doubt you use the equipment and devices they give you to communicate. So the question I want to do and ask you, and just on a lighter side, a lot of people use their computers for gaming. Do you game by any chance, and what do you play?
Not yet. I don't game yet. I'm trying to learn. My son games, and he's pretty good at it. So I'm trying to learn. He's trying to teach me. He plays FIFA, rugby, everything. So I'm trying to... He's going to try and get me hooked in it.
Mr. Kolisi, I want to take this opportunity to say thank you so, so much for the opportunity to speak to you on a wide range of issues. And then also to Lenovo. For me, it's an absolute awe to be speaking to Siya Kolisi, the captain of the Springbok team. And I want to take this opportunity to wish you and your family well on your move to France. And then also a lot of us, the entire country, will be rallying behind you and the rest of the Springboks, especially with the World Cup just looming.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Cheers, eh? Bye-bye.
Cheers, bye.